Hello, you crazy people. Welcome to From the Hip. In this very special edition, I'm calling it Ontarians in Cars Going for Coffee, because I am an Ontarian and I'm going for coffee and I'm driving in my car, which I normally do. And you may not hear the rattle or the brakes squeaking, scratching the discs. You may not hear stuff banging around. You may not hear the bodies flying off the front of the car as they normally do, because I'm driving a delicious brand new car. No, it's not brand new. It's new for me. Long story there. We'll get into why I'm really blessed to be having a car like this. 2013 Ford Fusion. Yeah, baby, I love it. I'm totally happy and pleased. And that's what I'm doing right now. But I have a very special guest here. And before I get into that, I just need to know how to go left. We're driving on a new part of the...
17?
Yeah, 11. Oh, okay. This is the only... This is the closest thing we have to Cloverleaf in Thunder Bay, right?
Yes.
This is it. Newly constructed... little highway exit system here up in Kern River area in the Thunder Bay. And we're going to hit the highway here. And we had just picked up a coffee. I picked up a coffee. And I have a very special guest here that I've unannouncingly said I'm going to record something. And his name is Stephen Lawson. Hello, Stephen Lawson.
Hello.
Steve, what are you drinking?
Steep tea.
Steep tea.
First one ever from Robbins.
Robbins. And I'm having a coffee and we're driving. I thought I'd take Steve for a ride. So proud. I don't know about you, if you ever got a newer car, it's like you make up any excuse to go for a drive, eh?
Yeah.
Were you guys like that with yours?
Oh, yeah.
And you said you're going to be looking at a new car coming up.
Well, a year. It's at least a year.
A year away?
A year away.
What do you guys got now?
Van is a Sedona.
Sedona van. You know, that looks a lot like Odyssey, that van. A Honda.
Honda Odyssey.
Because we have an Odyssey.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Steve and I often have these conversations about creativity and... Well, I guess to cut to the chase, Steve and I are both creative people. We're creatives, right?
We are. Just... different disciplines.
But we're different. Yeah. I like to make people laugh in whatever way possible. I do it through this podcast. I do it through videos. I do it through, going on stage as Elvis Presley sometimes and cracking dumb jokes. But Steve does it through his illustrations. And Steve... has always been a drawer, and actually that's probably one of the things that brought us together.
Yeah.
Our first in grade 4, right?
Oh. You want to get into that?
Well, I don't even know how fresh my knowledge is of that, but all I could say is that I remember one of the very first times I remember you coming to my house. We were sitting in the back of my mom's house and we were drawing on the table. That's one of my first memories.
Yeah. I was referring to the drawings we used to do where we killed each other.
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
What, the organization?
Yeah, like there was something...
Yeah, it was UCK.
Oh.
United Killer Cartoonists.
United Killer Cartoonists. So what that was about, that we would... There's three of us. Roddy.
Yes.
And we would each draw... We didn't have a schedule, but whenever we felt like it, we'd say, okay, draw me something of me getting killed, or of you doing something to me, right? Am I right?
Yeah, along that lines. Or we just did it, I think we would draw it, just sort of sneak it on your desk or something, didn't we as well?
Yeah. Yeah, we would...
At school.
At school, we'd give it to the guy or put it when he wasn't looking. But then after, I remember...
Some of it was very pornographic, if I
was... Well, I don't recall any of that. But I do remember a couple times, specifically with Rod, and it probably happened with you too, is we would... I'd call him up and say, okay, Rod, I want you to draw me something. And he'd say, like, okay, when? I said, well, if you could have it for this afternoon, it would be great. And then we'd meet, and then we'd exchange. Is that how...
Oh, yeah.
Out of school? Yep. That's how we did?
Well, yeah, it kind of evolved. I think it all started in class, right? Because, I mean, you know, we weren't really studious kind of students.
We weren't the apple of this teacher's eye.
No. So, to pass time, we did stuff like that. But then it sort of evolved and started happening afterwards, right? In our home on weekends and weeknights.
I wonder how many drawings we did in total.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we never saved stuff like that, eh?
Ah, damn it. One thing you should say is that it was inspired by Spy versus Spy from Mad Comics. And I remember, I think you had, didn't you have a couple
of those
novels?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they were novel size.
Pocket, yeah, the pocket.
I would flip through that. I could look at that stuff for hours straight. I loved that guy's style, how creative they were. Man, I bet you if I looked at it now, though, I'd be saying, eh.
Yeah. Everything was more fascinating to us when we were kids, eh?
Yeah. But the Spy versus Spy, that was something big, and we all wanted to draw. I drew lots as a kid. And like I said, that's what I think brought us together. But
yeah,
that was sort of a digression. I didn't even want to talk about that. We got 3 minutes left here. We talk about the creative process. And I think creative people, they say... Have you ever heard the term tortured artist?
I was going to say creative people are tormented for sure.
Tormented. Yes. But how much of it is sort of... just a little false wall.
Yeah.
I think once
our own barriers, eh?
Yeah, like even coming up with ideas. We were talking today about just sharing, to break it down, what's in our heart without worrying about what other people are going to think. Like for me, for this example of this, I'm doing this recording. I think it's going to be fun. It's not a freaking comedy podcast. It's not going to have voices other than the crazy one I did at the beginning. There's a part of me wondering, are people even going to give a crap about this? Are you even going to listen to this? How does that happen to you when you draw?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I worry so much about other people, but what I was going to say with drawing, I find that if I have an idea in my head and it's a clear idea in my head and I get to a piece of paper and I try to draw that idea and it doesn't work, well, that's when that frustration comes in, right? Because the idea is there, but it's just not coming out through the hand, right? I find a lot of times some of my best work is when I just sit down and just go to it without really any real... conceptual idea of what it is that I want to do, but just through that process of drawing, at the end of it, I tend to be a little more surprised, and in that surprise, I guess when I'm surprised by it, I just get a better feeling. You know what I mean? I don't know if that coming across properly, but
Well, that's interesting.
Well, it's spontaneous. And it just happens, right?
Yeah.
It just flows through.
That's I think, when we're at our best.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely.
That's what I struggle with, balancing what I think people want to hear, comedy-wise, versus what's really I'm feeling at that moment.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got to wrap it up. We got 18 seconds. Who knows? Maybe we'll do Ontarians driving, drinking coffee some other time. Say bye now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.